An American journalist has been killed in Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. It happened on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital in the city of Irpin, where there has been fierce fighting. The New York Times says a journalist who has worked with the paper in the past was shot and killed there. At this time, it's unclear who fired the deadly shot. Russian forces have been advancing on the capital of Kyiv.
We've heard some of the loudest shelling since this war began on the outskirts of Kyiv. It's been taking place for about the past 24 hours. These explosions in the distance, not only coming from shelling, but also the anti-aircraft batteries firing off as Ukrainians look to shoot the Russian planes that are overhead out of the sky. The civilian population here still trying to flee for safety.
Fox's Trey Yingst, at least 35 people were killed when officials say Russian missiles struck a military base.
From our position here in the center of Lviv, we could hear that attack on the Yavoriv military base, missiles slamming into that base miles from the border with Poland, which, of course, is a fully fledged member of NATO. Any attack on Poland would be considered an attack on all of NATO. NATO countries would be duty bound to respond to that.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Around the globe, tens of thousands of people are expected to protest the ongoing war. Demonstrations are planned in Berlin, Warsaw, London, Frankfurt, Madrid, and Hamburg. Groups of demonstrators are also gathering in Russia. Two Arizona police officers were injured in a shooting last night. The Phoenix Police Department says one officer is hospitalized and is expected to survive. The second officer suffered minor injuries. Police say the scene remains active. They are searching for the suspect. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Borrowing money could start costing more.
When the Federal Reserve meets Tuesday, analysts expect a quarter-point rate hike to its benchmark short-term interest rate, perhaps the first of several this year. Raising interest rates is a tool policymakers could use to bring down the impact of fast-rising inflation by slowing down the economy. There has not been a rate increase since December of 2018. Many Wall Street banks have suggested the Fed could raise rates as many as seven times this year. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Gas prices are still at record levels. AAA says on average we're paying $4.32 a gallon for regular. Concern is growing about three Americans detained in Russia.
Former U.S. Marines Trevor Reed and Paul Whelan have been jailed in Russia for what their families and U.S. lawmakers call politically motivated, trumped-up charges. And WNBA star Brittany Griner was detained last month over allegations that she had cannabis oil in her luggage at a Russian airport.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Lawmakers from both parties fear the Americans could be used by Russia as leverage. The State Department has been working to have them released. It's a big day for fans of college basketball.
32 schools have earned automatic bids to the NCAA men's basketball tournament, but 36 at-large bids remain up for grabs as we find out where teams rank after the conference championship schedule in the March Madness bracket. Gonzaga, number one in the latest AP poll and West Coast Conference champs, the more than likely overall top seed for the big dance. The tourney gets started with the first four play-in games on Tuesday. The men's bracket will be revealed at 6 p.m. Eastern time, with the women's bracket set to be revealed after at 8 p.m. Eastern. This year will mark the first time that the women's tournament will not only be 68 schools, but will also be able to use the March Madness moniker.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.